are Robert Stadler and Gail Winand similar in their mistaken basic premises? You know, the idea that one had to deal with unintelligent people, so we have to rule them. Whose guilt is greater? And I'd say yes. I agree that there are definite similarities between the two, but I see some big differences. First of all, Stadler, as presented, has no values other than theoretical mathematical equations, just, in other words, Platonic ideas in another world. Whereas Winand has the art gallery, he has Dominique, and of course, when he finds him, he has Rourke. So Winand is a man of first independent, worldly, real values, which he betrays unknowingly. And Stadler is a detached intellectual without love, without anything except his world of equations. Secondly, you say they both try to rule people. Yes, but it's a difference. Winand tried to rule them by catering to them through yellow journalism. And Stadler tries to rule them by political means, by force, by weapons that he's going to use against them. So on that count alone, whose guilt is greater? And then, obvious difference between the two, when Winand sees Rourke, he recognizes the truth. He, in effect, falls in love, and he sees that that's the end of his course. And so he comes back to his real values, even though defeated now. When Stadler sees Galt, he hates him. He realizes that's the enemy, and that's the one that has to be destroyed. So the differences between them run all the way through. That's the beginning.